What's up, Atlanta? How's everybody doing? It is a Tuesday here in the A and the great state of Georgia. It's Chris Thomas tonight, abbreviated edition. Oh, let's put up a three. We are on for 3 hours tonight. We're going to get you all caught up on SEC Media Days. Kirby spoke. We'll let you hear from him with Andy and Randy coming up in 15 minutes. Gunnar Stockton spoke. Going to let you hear from him in just a second. All-Star game, obviously, tonight. Acuna's batting second. Otani's leading off. We'll obviously keep you posted on that. Before we get into SEC Media Days and everything else, just wanted to send a sincere and heartfelt condolences to what we like to call in the business a P1 listener, meaning that's somebody that whenever they're listening to the radio, they're listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And if that's you, I can't thank you enough. We know we have our friends Mr. Yo and Vicky and all the usual cast of characters that call into my show and Patrick with the passion. And I love each and every one of you, and it's a privilege to talk sports here in the A each and every night. We lost one of our family members today. That would be Chief. You recognize him all the time when he calls in. "What's happening, Chief?" was his classic line. And it's a really sad day because he was a part of the Sports Radio 92.9 The Game family. He was a guy that listened to every show. He used to call Dukes and Bell when I was producing it. He used to call my show as recently as last week. I spoke to Chief, and it's just really sad when you hear the news that his family got in contact with somebody here at the station and passed down the news. That's, you know, that's the type of connection I'm talking about. You know, somebody in Chief's family knew how important Sports Radio 92.9 The Game was to him. And that family member made sure that the station got the news just in case, you know, if 2 weeks goes by and you don't hear from Chief, you know, something's up. If 2 weeks goes by and I don't hear from Mr. Yo, or I don't hear from Vicky, or I don't hear from Patrick or Kevin or all the other people that call all the time that are our P1s, as we call them. That's the radio station family right there. So to hear about the passing of Chief is absolutely heartbreaking, and we send the best out to his family, and we'll toast one to Chief tonight. And just a reminder, every day that goes by, you know, it's an excuse to just give your family a hug and tell them that you love them, and make sure that they know that, because you never know. And today is a sobering reminder of that. So, again, Chief, we love you. We'll miss you. And if the family's listening anytime in the future, Chief was an awesome caller, and we will sorely miss him at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right. No easy way to transition from that, but SEC Media Days was happening today. Obviously, all eyes on UGA, Kirby Smart, Gunnar Stockton. We had a bunch of Bulldogs stop by the station today. You will hear all of those interviews as they are exclusive to us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Gunnar Stockton did take the podium. The first thing I want you to hear is what's been different about this offseason, knowing that he is going to be QB1 going into this year. Here's Gunnar.
I think it's just a different role. When you look back, I get more attention, you know, in Athens, getting pictures and stuff like that. But, hey, that comes with the role. And probably just being more vocal with the team and just enjoying it. I've enjoyed the process so far, and I can't wait for the season. I'm really excited.
As he should be. And by the way, guys, that's Gunnar Stockton. So get used to hearing him. That's how he's going to sound. Not too high, not too low, even-keeled guy. Not going to let the emotions get to him. So don't call him, you know, undersold. Don't call him, you know, soft-spoken. That's just who he is. That's his leadership style. And that's the type of player he's going to be. He was also asked about what he's done to earn the starting job here in Athens. And this was his response.
For me, just the way I handle myself, I feel like I've shown up just since I've been in college and just the way I live my life, showing up to work every day and trying to do the right thing and not always being perfect, because we're not going to be perfect, but just treating people the right way, and biggest thing, just showing up to work and doing the right thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's it right there. Just be the guy, and the troops will rally around him, right? He'll be a guy that'll gain his respect of the team through his play, and that's all he needs to do. That's all he needs to do. He just needs to be a player that comes in, shows up to work, leads by example, and gets the job done. He's not going to be asked, y'all, to throw for 4,000 yards and 35 touchdowns. That's not going to be the role of Gunnar Stockton this year. If it happens, great. Is it impossible? No, not at all. But at the same time, that's just not going to be him. He was also asked on what he's been doing to get better and stepping up his game.
Yeah, I think just this offseason, always working on something and trying to get better at it. And I can always get better at the little things. And for me, it's been a bunch of footwork stuff and just trying to clean it up and creating good habits is the biggest thing for me.
Yeah, and that's what you want to work on and be consistent with, because you want to be able to fall back on those good habits, right? When the pocket collapses, when there's, you know, a guy in your face, and instead of, you know, running around like a chicken with your head cut off, you have a plan because you've been working on these things and you know instinctually when the defender's in your face what your options are. Throw it away, try to find an open target, switch up the arm angle, whatever you need to do to get the job done is what Gunnar Stockton is talking about there. A couple of more, then we'll take a quick break, and then you'll hear from the head honcho himself, Kirby Smart, when he visited Andy and Randy earlier in the show. This is funny. He was asked about when Paul Finebaum criticized him earlier in the summer about maybe not being the man at UGA.
Yeah, I'm not a big social media guy, but yeah, but seeing your coach kind of defend you makes you feel good. But I'm not really worried about what people say. So just ready for the season. Can't wait.
Yeah, and that's what he should be doing, focusing on the thing. That's something he can't control. He can't control the narratives. He can't control the outside noise. He can't control what other people say about him, right? So it's up to him to block all that out and just focus on football as best as he can. Now, it's harder in the age of social media and stuff, but from what I understand, Oren, he lets his team handle that. He's not a guy that's on Twitter. He's not on Instagram. Gunnar has
he's got the old truck.
Yeah,
old Ford.
He's like an Andrew Luck guy, flip phone style. That's how Gunnar Stockton rolls. All right, one more before we get out of here. He was talking about his relationship with tight end Oscar Delp and how helpful that's going to be this season.
Oscar, we actually roomed together since our freshman year, and he's a great guy. And tight ends, they can make your life easy. And I'm glad I can call him a good friend.
Yeah, and he's going to be a huge safety valve and safety blanket for Gunnar this season, although he does have a couple of shiny new toys, you know, the Noah Thomases of the world, and there's going to be some opportunities there for him to get the ball down the field. But again, if you look at UGA and the Falcons are similar in this regard. They can push the ball down the field, but their bread and butter is running the rock. That's what UGA is based off of, and Gunnar Stockton is the type of quarterback that's going to have a lot more success if the UGA running game looks more like it has in the past recent years than opposed to last year, where it was everything just seemed just to tick off. Offensive line wasn't as good. Running game wasn't as good. Wide receivers dropping balls left and right. So definitely was an aberration last year for what has been a very, very potent Georgia offense. All right, that's what will set the table for us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, a busy, busy 7 o'clock hour. We got Kirby Smart coming up next. And then we'll keep the college football conversation going with our buddy Ryan Roberts of A to Z Sports. We'll get his take on what he thought about yesterday, about today, and what his expectations are for the future when it comes to SEC Media Days. We're halfway home. Still have a lot of interesting coaches and players that have yet to speak, and you'll get a lot of those exclusive interviews as you are with the UGA players right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Big shout-out to Chris Goforth for doing the SEC media wrap-up shows from 6 to 7 all week long, and our producer, Garrett Chapman, who is running around like a chicken with his head cut off. We have a producer group chat that was going off like fireworks today with Garrett trying to give out all the instructions on who's coming up when, on which show, and all that. And I just sat back and I said, hey, this is great for y'all, and I get to replay all these at night because that's what I get to do. They get the exclusive content, and I get it shipped right to my fingertips. Absolutely love it. 404-726-0929. We'll be back. We'll let you hear from Kirby Smart, just getting things rolling on a Tuesday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And I am very happy. I'll tell you why coming up next to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It's Chris Thomas tonight.